Audio Go presents Survivors by Jeff Probst and Chris Tebbets. This book is read by Charles Carroll.
Chapter 1. Buzz Diaz looked over the edge, straight down from where he stood, at the bottom of a 100-foot cliff, ocean waves lapped at the rocky shoreline of Nowhere Island. "We're going to have to climb down," Carter said. "Tell me you're joking," Buzz shouted. The gusting wind forced them to yell, even though they were standing close together. "I'm not joking. But this could kill us."
"So could staying up here," Jane chimed in.
"Yeah," Carter agreed, "just a lot more slowly." Buzz could barely believe they were even having this conversation. The face of the wall they would have to descend was a straight drop. There were only a few places to stand and even fewer to hold on to. One slip and it was over. Nobody could survive that kind of a fall. 10 minutes ago, they'd been this close to getting rescued. He, Carter, and Jane had screamed and waved like crazy as the plane passed over their little island. Buzz's own screams echoed in his head now. "Stop! Stop! Help! Please!" But none of it had done them any good. The plane was gone. So was the tree bridge they'd crossed to get up here in the first place. It had fallen straight down into the ravine on the opposite side of Lookout Point and had nearly taken Buzz with it. He was lucky to be alive. But Buzz wasn't feeling so lucky right now. His stomach swooped every time he looked down the